Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time right now, 9:03. Brought to you by Gina Giampietro, RE/MAX Select Realty. Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. All right, listen, maybe not all hope is lost, at least for just this Sunday. Because if you think it's negative here in Pittsburgh, right? So, you know, you listen to sports talk radio, you listen to Ron, you listen to Joe, you listen to Pony, you listen to Mahler, you go, man, I mean, this is, it feels like I am, I don't know. It feels like, give me the guillotine. That might feel easier than listening to all this. And the callers and everybody, I feel like hospice is better than this. This stinks. This is awful. It's terrible. It's an awful situation. It might not be the worst. It really might not the worst. New York. New York is not sunshine and roses right now. Maybe we got to appreciate what we have here in Pittsburgh. The Steelers are 1-2. They're playing a home game against the Jets. Joe Beningo was on Tiki and Tierney, okay? So Joe Beningo, who is, if you just went on and did a man on the street interview in New York every day, and you said, give me that typecast person, it'd be Joe Beningo, okay? So he was on WFAN with Tiki and Tierney yesterday, and they just turned this audio over, and we grabbed it from him, from WFAN. And Joe was first asked, what's the biggest problem right now with the Jets?
Without a doubt, it's this coaching staff. They stink. This coaching staff is a freaking disaster. Starting with Robert Saleh, and we saw it again, no accountability whatsoever. Dumb penalties that continue to just destroy this team. John Franklin Myers with the ridiculous roughing the passer penalty that winds up costing him a touchdown. By the way, it'd be nice if Jordan Whitehead could wrap up the guy Boyd instead of letting him go for 56 yards for a touchdown. Okay, the secondary stinks too. But the coaching staff right on down the line. Saleh, how about Corey Davis? Can you get in Corey Davis's face? How can you pop? And we didn't see it because the TV cut out. So I didn't even know what happened there until later on. But could somebody get in Corey Davis's freaking face? How the hell did you allow that to happen? LaMarcus Joyner hitting the guy in the helmet after that nice catch. I think it was Higgins. Actually, Gardner had good coverage on him.
It was
but
Higgins.
Then here comes Joyner and nails the guy in the helmet for another 15 yards. This stuff is killing this team.
There we go. There we go, Joe Beningo. Double Whippiel shot there, too.
Double pitch shot.
John Franklin Myers with the ridiculous roughing the passer penalty that winds
good
up costing him a touchdown. By the way, it'd be nice if Jordan Whitehead could wrap up the guy Boyd.
The guy Boyd.
So, for you know what? You got to bring some levity to this right now. As Twitter's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. The levity is this. We're going to go crazy between now and 1 o'clock on Sunday if we keep being negative and negative and negative. We still can be because the Steelers aren't good. But maybe the other side got it worse.
Or maybe about 4:30 on Sunday, we might sound like that.
That's the other part.
Yeah.
With the Jets at 1-2, 81 points against, 52 points for. If you, after hearing Beningo right there, glowingly talk about the coaching staff.
Without a doubt, it's this coaching staff. They stink.
After hearing that, after hearing him glowingly talk about the coaching staff, if the Steelers get outwitted by them, all hope is lost.
Gone. Down the drain.
If you're super high on like a Saturday night and your buddy brings over a pizza, it's exactly what you need. We got a nice delivery of the New York Jets coming up on Sunday, baby. Yeah. Just what the doctor ordered.
Doesn't it feel like it, though? I don't know where the season goes on Sunday. I definitely don't know where it goes after Sunday. But if there's any hope still there, if there is, you think that there can be some kindling and then, bang, it could catch a spark, this is exactly it. I mean, this is exactly the springboard that could potentially lead into something.
I mean, if you can't beat the Jets off of 10 days, 10 days of preparation at home, is Flacco playing or is Wilson playing?
Wilson still needs to be officially cleared, right, but there's a good chance he will be.
Okay. All right. Regardless.
Yeah.
If you don't beat the Jets this weekend with, you know, that coaching staff that my man just said,
They stink.
They stink.
You know who it starts with?
This coaching staff. They stink. Mm. This coaching staff is a freaking disaster.
Disaster.
I'm losing it. I don't know why Beningo makes it so funny. All right. Something not funny in Steelerville is what Mason Cole said yesterday. It's pretty serious. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Add Mason Cole to the list of offensive players who say, why aren't we playing faster?
Yeah, right. I think tempo is always good. I play in some different offenses where tempo can be a serious weapon. It's just finding the right time to use that tempo. I think we used it well in the first half of this past game, but for whatever reason, in the second half, we didn't use it as much or wasn't working as much. But at least schematically, I think tempo is good and just changing the pace. And changing the pace can also mean slowing it down some, too, and grinding out the clock, drop our defense out.
All right. For whatever reason, we didn't use it anymore. I mean, add him to the list of mystified, somewhere between mystified and angry. Cole, Freiermuth, Pickens, Johnson, Mitch Trubisky. All offensive players, all guys to varying degrees have been squeaky wheels, not in a bad way. And for me, they all can't be wrong, guys. There's a common theme there, and it's questioning Matt Canada, either overtly or hinting at it, but make no mistake, they're all questioning Matt Canada.
See, I'm trying to think, like, would there ever be an explanation from a coach to the players the next day of why you didn't do something? I don't think that there would be an explanation. I think you just move on if you're Matt Canada. But I'm thinking, we talked about this last week, like how much goes into like halftime readjustments. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's kind of like, hey, come in and, you know, go to the bathroom and then get ready and go back out. But you do sit down for a second and talk to your coordinator. If Matt Canada went to that locker room and sat there with the offense and wrote on the board, hey, we're just going to go stick with things that we know that what we do well. And you look around, you're like, wait, does that mean up tempo or not? And if you get the notion that it wasn't, like you kind of are like, why? Why not?
They stink.
That's why.
I mean, but like, I mean, seriously, like, I mean, how, whenever you have a player, like whenever your player come out and say that, your center come out and say that,
mm-hmm.
that's more alarming than anything to me. It's like, and, we and don't know why we didn't go back to. Like,
these,
nobody knew why they didn't go back.
No, not just the center, all of them.
Yes.
Two things have been said that's ultra alarming to us that I don't understand how everybody, and maybe people have, and maybe I'm underselling it, how people haven't just said, holy heck, stop the ride. What the hell are we doing here? Two things. One, everybody in the offensive room have said, we know what's working. We're not just complaining. We're offering a solution, which is go more up-tempo. That's number one. The second is the quarterback of 6 years in the National Football League has said, I'm not allowed to audible at the line of scrimmage. How, if you're Mike Tomlin, do you not hear these things? Understand they've been disseminated through the media and said, hey, guys, we got to have a big old powwow here. These are two things that are gigantic that are happening.
And you've had not just the starting center now, but let's see, the three starting wide receivers and starting tight end all in the last couple of weeks say something as well.
They
and
stink.
They've all done it in sort of a pulled punch kind of way where they haven't come right out and said, well, our OC, he does stink. They've tried to say, yeah, I don't know why, or maybe we should do. Imagine what they're saying to each other when they sit down with each other in a room and there isn't a microphone.
They've come out and said it like, hey, I'm a starter on this football team. I get paid a lot of money to be a starter on this football team, so I'm going to voice my side of it without throwing somebody under the bus, but this is how I feel about it because I have a right to stand up here and say that.
Here's the other part, too, and the part that I keep coming back to. If they're comfortable after three games and it doesn't grow into something to where it improves, how does this grow into what the message is going to be from a guy like Cole or Freiermuth or Pickens or Johnson or Mitch Trubisky, who aren't wrong right now, but if it keeps stumbling and they keep understanding they think they have a solution, I don't think the message in week 4 and week 6 and week 9 and week 11, if they're still, this is what is they're supposed to be doing from the coaching staff, I don't think it's going to be as nice. I think it's going to grow a little bit more sharp from these guys. This seemed like a warning shot from these players. Hey,
the last
we're just doing
weeks,
what
really.
We're told, and it's not. It ain't going to be nice forever.
And you know what? It happened initially after game two, right after the game when emotions were hot. Now it's happened on a Monday when you've had the weekend to digest things and you start to wonder if it keeps creeping up in week. Now it's not the emotion of the immediate aftermath, but now it's, hey, I've talked to my guys, they're ticked off. And now it's a cogent opinion.
This is where if you let it linger beyond the next, say, 4 or 5 weeks, if the offense continues to struggle the way they have, and we can see that it's the coordinator that's holding them back, if you don't make a move, if you're Mike Tomlin, you're setting up a toxic environment in the entire organization, because you're telling your players, you're telling other members of the coaching staff, you're essentially telling all the fans and media as well, hey, you know what? Yeah, we know that's the problem, but we don't make changes around here in the middle of the season, okay? Well, no. If somebody does not perform to the standards, then that person gets shuttled out. That's the way it works in the real world. And we can't just go about things by saying, well, that's just the way we do it on the South Side, because what's going to happen is those feelings, those thoughts that we're talking about that guys have that they're being sort of veiled or vague about, or as vague as they can right now about, that stuff's going to come out in a much more toxic way, and that does not set up for a good atmosphere in the locker room or on the field on game day.
Well, there's another angle to it, too, that we aren't really addressing, is that the fact that the individual at hand, and you're messing with my livelihood. If you're Chase Claypool, this is a year for me to prove that I can make money in the NFL,
yeah. Right?
And you're hindering me. You're hindering me. So I'm going to speak up. You know, guys think that way too. Yes, they want to win games, but they also want to make money in their next contract. They also want to get paid for what they do. If you're hindering guys like that, the animosity will go through the roof.
Huh. What a time.
Yeah.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. The Rock, John Wehner, in just a couple minutes. Schultz Ford there for you right now. $500 off accessories when you buy that in-stock F-150, and there are a bunch right now. Over 300 pre-owned vehicles available. Three great locations: Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. Get there right now or shop online, as always, schultzford.com.
Pirates beat the Reds last night, 8-3. The Reds,
they stink.
They do. They'll take on the Pirates tonight, and you can listen on your Odyssey app. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, check it out. We went over a bunch of submissions earlier. Looking to get married or renew your vows? What better place to do it than the Fan Morning Show? Enter now for your chance to win the Fan Wedding, presented by Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. That's going to take place on November 4th, Lamont, and have your ceremony officiated by none other than All-American Doran Dickerson and Adam Crowley, two certified wedding officiants. All the details on our website, 937thefan.com. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of submissions right now. Be sure to get yours in. Tearjerkers, that took you by surprise, Doran, I think. I thought you thought that a lot of the submissions would be hokey or funny, or and there's still those ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to sift through them and pick it out. I can't wait for this now. This is ultra serious for a lot of people, and that's our goal and our aim.
Now, we're going to allow fans and people to experience this, right?
Yeah, wide open. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We want to line Grandview. That's where Lamont is, right?
This is going to be something, Crowley.
Yeah.
Crowley. I can't wait. I feel like it's going to come here and be gone in a flash, but seeing the submissions, I knew people would be interested. I didn't know that they'd be this jacked up for it.
As long as you pay the meter or whatever, feel free to tailgate. Feel free to ride the incline up if you want to park in Station Square. Our man Mario works the one incline right there. You could ride the incline up. You could tailgate. You can have a party out on the streets. You could form a gauntlet to have the bride and groom or whomever gets married
right
into Lamont. This is going to be great, but get the submissions coming because it's going to be tough to pick.
It's going to be tough to beat some of the ones we read earlier.
Yes.
The emotional ones that get you right in the feels, you know?
Hurt me.
Yes.
Crowley, what are we going to wear?
Good question. I'm sure we'll be told because we probably will have to match. That's unfortunate for me is I don't think I'll pull it off quite as well.
I think I'm going out this weekend and buying what I want to wear. I'm going.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Like a tuxish sort of situation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a full-ass tux?
No, I'm going to Spirit Halloween and buying a tux.
Like a Dumb and Dumber tux?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a powder blue one or a bright lime green one or something. That works. I mean, come on.
I guess.
I'm not buying like a tux. Like, why? I look like a penguin. Because I don't want to. Because I'm going to buy like a Spirit Halloween tux.
What are you going to wear, Chris?
I don't know. Haven't thought about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
There I want to pick your outfit.
Yeah.
All right, John Wehner. Okay. John Wehner in just a moment. I have a question. I want to ask John Wehner. First question I'm going to ask John Wehner is, now that it's getting a little colder, what's the coldest he's ever played in? Had to be the old Candlestick, right? Maybe Wrigley. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I want to ask, and is it colder at the beginning of the year or the end?
That's a great question there.
What do they dread more, the beginning of the season or the end of the season? All right, here we go. Shenderovich, and Fishman there for you all the time. 1-888-98-TWINS. Injured in an accident, they are who you call. It's 1-888-98-TWINS. 25% is their fee all the time. All the time. A lot of firms out there charge 40%. Not Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Oh, no. Their fee is 25% all the time. When you retain Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, your case is handled and overseen by those guys, by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Again, 1-888-98-TWINS or visit 98twins.com for that free consultation. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
You smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek Dative wins. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wiener, our man, he joins right now. Good morning to you, John. Word is you've had plenty pleasant interaction with your insurance company as of late. Is this true?
Man, rough start to today. Rough start. I almost didn't answer you guys. I'm dealing with insurance stuff. It's ridiculous. Okay, we'll go through this, the Cliff Note version.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wife went to provider. Provider gets paid by the HSA. HSA got receipts. Provider says they don't get payment. Provider sends me to a credit company. Credit company beating down my door, calling every day. Call the HSA, try to get it figured out. Checks were sent. Checks weren't cashed. Saying I owe. Yesterday I called to try to iron it out because she went to the same provider. The HSA paid that provider too. Now there's another bill coming my way. Called yesterday at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, they said your wait time is blah, 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 blah. We call you back within 2 hours and 20 minutes and 3 hours and 30 minutes. Okay, hang up, gave my number. They called back today at 8 o'clock, put me on phone for 50 minutes, finally talked to a human. Both different humans. I said, wait a minute, you can't get me off the phone. I've been waiting 20 hours. You got to call this. So the guy I was literally on the phone with when you guys called said, yeah, you got to call 800-701, blah, 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 blah. That's the number I called yesterday to say what? I said, never mind. Yeah, it's for 20 hours.
So what's the resolution here?
Well, I tried to get them to cancel the checks they sent to the provider, and I'm just going to send them checks from my personal account because the HSA can't find, you know, whatever reason they're not, you know, they have a different address in there. So, you know, all I was trying to do is tell them to stop payment on those checks that you guys sent because they're not getting them for whatever reason. And I got credit companies. I don't like owing people. I don't owe people. I don't owe anybody money.
Man.
Yeah.
Hell, I don't like start to the day. Certainly. Happy Tuesday to you. So, question.
And I'm nice to these people.
Sounds
really
like it.
Super nice. I know it's not their fault, but my goodness. Give me the same number.
Right. All right. It's getting colder out. A couple things. What's the coldest you've ever played, the coldest stadium? And is it worse the beginning of the year or the end of the year with the cold?
Oh, beginning of the year is way worse. I'll say this. Normally April is the worst. I've played a doubleheader in Syracuse, New York, in the snow.
Oh.
In the first game of the doubleheader, David Berg, our shortstop, threw a ball away. They were seven-inning doubleheaders. Threw a ball away with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. They tied the score. We won 13. So we not only we went a first seven-inning game, went 12 or 13 innings, and then the next seven. It was, yeah. And I want to say we faced I don't know if it was Holiday and Carpenter. I think we might have faced both those guys that day, if I'm not mistaken. It was 98, and it was not a pleasant day.
Sounds rough.
Snow the entire day.
That sounds
not
rough.
Like laying snow flurries. Windy. Syracuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about yesterday? We went golfing yesterday. It was, you know, a little windy, sunny. You know, take your sweatshirt off, and it got cloudy, windy, put the sweatshirt on. Number 17, we tee off, get to the green, starting to sprinkle a little bit. One big dark cloud, hail, covered the green. The entire green was covered with hail. 2 minutes later, blue skies, beautiful. Couldn't even putt the green. There was hail.
It's like there's a literal black cloud just hanging over your head, following you around, John.
I feel like that guy in Peanuts, that the cloud always just follows him around. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. Literally, you could not putt. There was pea-sized hail across the entire green.
It would have been golf ball-sized hail. It would have been fitting, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got so the fall, I guess the only time fall World Series 97 in Cleveland. We played, I think it was game 3 or 4 in Cleveland. Snow flurries. Windy, Cleveland, cold. Yeah, that was miserable. And then again, when you're in those conditions, for me, I'm bundled up. I'm not playing in a World Series. There's no way he'd stinking risk that. I mean, I wasn't even active. So just so he wouldn't tempt me, I wasn't active, but I was there. So I'm bundled up in the corner in front of that torpedo heater. Yeah. So I was fine. The worst thing about the cold when you're playing, you know, I think the pitcher and catcher are okay because they're, like, involved. Like, being in the field, especially if your pitcher's not throwing strikes, is the absolute worst because there's no if you're in the dugout you can go and get warm. If you're in the field, impossible to stay warm.
Jeez. Yeah, nowhere to hide. You're out there, the wind is blowing at you. It's just man, how bad was Candlestick, the old Candlestick?
It was cold there all the time. I mean, if you had a day game, it was all right because it was sunny and 60, you know, and the wind whatever, but at night, yeah, it got chilly. It's cold there every night. Candlestick obviously was windy, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like April in Chicago or April in Syracuse.
What's worse then, October or April?
Well, when you're into the World Series, that's kind of the thing. You're late October. September is not bad typically. You could deal with 50s and 40s. In April, you're dealing with 30s and 20 degree wind chills. You know, you're not dealing with that until late October in Cleveland. There's very few places I think that you're going to go in late October where you're going to have, you know, flurries. But it's fairly common to have flurries and wind in April.
Last thing for you, would you rather deal with an insurance company or with the cold temperatures?
Oh, if I'm competing, I'd rather compete because this is, you're helpless. You're basically just getting beat over the head by the insurance company. They're just going to tell you to hold on a second and then, well, give you a new number and it's the same number you called. And, you know, we'll call you between 2.5 and 3.5 hours. You can't compete with that. You're basically just getting beat over the head.
I'm not understanding how they let you have one whole sleep over this, how they didn't close it up yesterday for you.
Again, they were supposed to call back. I mean, that's the one thing I do like about people. Instead of making you wait forever because you don't know how long you're going to wait, they say, give you your number and we'll call you back. Okay. So I left them my number at 2 o'clock. Obviously, they didn't get to me by the end of the day. So they called me at 8 o'clock this morning. And, and I was on the phone with them up until the time you called at 9:30.
Jeez, what a day. Hopefully it goes up from – it can only go up from here, I think. The part that's – frustrating too is the guy on the other side of the phone or the lady on the other side of the phone, they're not the company, they're just the person answering the phone, so you can't be mad at them.
I apologize to the lady and the guy 3 times as I yelled at them because I know it's not their fault. I know it's not their fault, but I'm mad.
Right.
This is ridiculous. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them checks, and I'm going to pay these off, and they're going to get paid twice. I'm a loser. Luckily, it's not an astronaut. It's more principal than money. It's not like – and hopefully they won't cash the checks, the other checks from the HSA, and they'll, you know, send them back.
John, can't you go online and pay them?
Again, it's all HSA stuff. I mean, that's what I mean. That's why I have an HSA. So I go on my phone and I press all the buttons and that's paid for. And so it comes out of my HSA account. Just that's easier than going online, going to my HSA account. Cause it's just, pay provider, boom, over. I've never had a problem. I've had this for over 10 years, 12 years, never had a problem with paying a provider till now. I don't know.
Well, good stuff. Great stuff. We'll talk next week. Best baseball talk right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, John.
Good stuff. See ya.
I often say, somebody asked, they're like, I love when you guys talk to Wainer. And I said, it's like we're not on the air. It's like someone just tapped into a personal phone conversation and it made its way over the air. It's a couple people talking, and somehow they're like, wait a minute, I picked up somebody's personal phone conversation. That's what Wainer spots are like.
Great.
Crowley, you like that?
That guy's a gem.
He's unbelievable.
He after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Epic ending coming up next. Good morning.
Pirates beat the Reds last night 8-3. O'Neill Cruz was 4-for-5. There's your baseball talk. They'll take on the Redlegs again tonight. You can listen on your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet or Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All right, back to it. We'll get out of here in just a couple minutes. Big thanks to Jeff Hathorn, Brad Spielberger, Shelby Cassese, John Wehner, our guests, all the great stuff. Check out our Fan Morning Show wedding. You can listen to everything that we did. Go back on your Odyssey app, the Rewind app, and go to our podcast page, 937thefan.com. Big, easy way to dive into it right through there. Why don't we get to our epic ending? What did we learn today? Doran?
That there's two types of Amish people. There's a Mennonite? Did I say that correctly? Mennonite?
Sure.
Is a different type of Amish person that is kind of like a
Amish light.
Like a pescatarian, but is not like a vegan, but a pescatarian. You can eat fish, but you don't, you know how that all goes. That's kind of what I've associated a Mennonite and Amish people. So that's what I learned today. I learned that there's two types. One that just kind of go rogue and do whatever they want, and the other ones are just, hey, can't listen to radio.
All right, perfect.
I learned there's an interesting graphic PFF just put out of dropbacks, what each team has done with those dropbacks for the first 3 weeks of the season. Ideally, you want a target to end the play and not a scramble, throwaway, sack, or batted pass. Mitch Trubisky is fifth in the league right now, behind only Tua, Brady, Geno, and Jared Goff, actually, in 89% of his dropbacks result in targets and not a scramble, a throwaway, a sack, or a batted pass. All of those numbers a little bit better than league average as well. So maybe he's not that terrible.
Crowley?
I learned that we can move asteroids if we really want to. Asteroid coming in, we can shoot a fridge at it. That's what NASA did, something like that. That's my understanding, rudimentary there. I think that means that if there's a big one coming for Earth, we're on the right track and being able to save our asses. So good on you, NASA. Don't leave it up to Musk. Get it done.
I learned, here's how I think. Somebody asked, as Shelby was in here, if it was pumpkin spice season. I learned that I think it's confining pumpkin spice to seasonal is antiquated, that it shouldn't be put in a box. And I think more and more people are thinking this way. You can have it in May. You could have it in June. You could have it in August. You could have it in March if you want. Putting pumpkin spice and pumpkin spice flavor and pumpkin spice coffee and all that, and I'm not a pumpkin spice guy, but putting it into, well, now is the pumpkin spice season, more people are going, well, there really isn't one. It's all year long. 365 endeavor. Hmm. I think it's antiquated talk. Really? I really do. Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's not because, what, pumpkins come out now, right?
I know, but I think the drinks, I think a lot of people just have it in May if they want to have it.
Okay.
All right, prediction, let's go. Doran?
We all know that Georgia Tech is going to be looking for a new head coach, and I have a prediction that this guy will absolutely be the next head coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. One of my former teammates, one of my favorite teammates of all time, was the running backs coach there last year, is the running backs coach for Texas now, Tashard Choice. He played at Georgia Tech. He bleeds Georgia Tech through and through, and I think he's the absolute perfect candidate to be the next head coach for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Mark it down right now. My prediction, Tashard Choice will be the next head coach for Georgia Tech.
No, like Ken Whisenhunt.
No.
No, I've been out of it a little too. I agree.
Yeah, he's just like, forget this.
Yes. All right. What
we got? I blew the Orioles-Red Sox game up yesterday. I told you to take the under. My bad. It went way over, even after a rain delay. So I will tell you today, just take the Red Sox on the money line. Waka going against some guy whose name I don't recognize.
Mike Tomlin today is going to give a TJ Watt update, but it's not really going to be a TJ Watt update. He's out the next three games. That's all we're going to get from Mike Tomlin on TJ Watt.
You know what Mike Tomlin will do? I'll make my prediction and stay in the Mike Tomlin realm here. Mike Tomlin will beat us over the head with, and he might be right, but no one wants to hear it, the difficulties in having to prepare for more than one quarterback as the New York Jets are dealing with who they're going to play. There's injury. Is it going to be Flacco? Is it going to be Wilson? He doesn't know. And he's going to express to the media how much more difficult of a week and the job and the task that the defensive side of the ball for the Pittsburgh Steelers have because of the uncertainty at quarterback for the Jets. And how this is going to be an already tough week gets tougher. Mm-hmm. One of those kind of things. Tomlin's going to kill us with that today. All right, hit the thing. Let's go. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You find it, Sun Chevrolet. Cloudy, possible afternoon showers. High in the 50s.
That's the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.